Where Skillfulness and Clarity Meet by Jay Krishnamurti. We've become very skillful in dealing with our daily life. Skillful in the sense of being clever in applying a great deal of knowledge, which we've acquired through education and experience. We act skillfully either in a factory or in a business and so on. That skill becomes, through repetitive action, routine. Skill, when it's highly developed, as it should be, leads to self-importance and self-aggrandizement. Skill has brought us to our present state, not only technologically, but in our relationships, in the way we deal with each other, not clearly, not with compassion, but with skill. Is there an action in our daily life which is skillful, yet which does not perpetuate the self, the me, which does not give importance to one's self-centered existence? To answer that, one has to inquire into what clarity is. When there's clarity, there is action which is skillful and which does not perpetuate the self. Clarity exists only when there's freedom to observe. One is only capable of observing, looking, watching, when there is complete and total freedom. Otherwise, there's always distortion in the observation. Is it possible to be free of all distorting factors in one's outlook? One may describe what compassion is in the most eloquent and poetic manner, but in whatever words it is expressed, those words are not the thing. Without compassion, there is no clarity. Without clarity, there's no selfless skill. They're interrelated. Can one have this extraordinary sense of compassion in one's daily life, not as a theory, not as an ideal, not something to be achieved, to be practiced, and so on, but to have it totally, completely at the root of one's being? We've strengthened our consciousness through great development of skill, the structure and the nature of the self. The self is violence. The self is greed, envy, and so on. They are the very essence of self. As long as there's the center as the me, every action must be distorted. Acting from a center, you're giving a direction, and that direction is distortion. You may develop a great skill in this way, but it's always unbalanced, inharmonious. Now can consciousness, with its movement, undergo a radical transformation. A transformation not brought about by will. Will is desire. Desire for something. And when there's desire, there's a motive, which is again a distorting factor in observation.